Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 501, Maple Syrup, Healthy or Unhealthy, by Chris Gunners with Healthline.com, and I'm Dr. Neil. Hey, it's another Monday episode of Optimal Health Daily, where I act as your narrator of the best health and fitness blogs, all for free. I cover fitness, nutrition, stress management, weight management, and lots more, just like an audiobook, but from a bunch of different authors. And then on Fridays, I answer your questions right here on the show. Now, as you guessed from today's post's title, we're going to talk about maple syrup. And the timing, again, is kind of perfect because one of my students just recently asked me about this. So let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. Maple Syrup, Healthy or Unhealthy, by Chris Gunners with Healthline.com. One of the more popular sweeteners today is maple syrup. It is a 100% natural sweetener that is claimed to be more nutritious and healthier than sugar. There are many claims about maple syrup online, and I'd like to separate the facts from the fiction. What is maple syrup, and how is it made? Maple syrup is made from the sugary circulating fluid, think sap, of maple trees. It has been consumed for many centuries in North America. Over 80% of the world's supply is now produced in Canada. Maple syrup is made in a natural two-step process. Step one, a hole is drilled in the maple tree. Then the sugary circulating fluid leaks out and is collected into a container. Step two, the sugary fluid is boiled until most of the water evaporates, leaving a thick, sugary syrup, which is then filtered to remove impurities. Bottom line, maple syrup is made by evaporating the sugary circulating fluid, think sap, from maple trees, leaving a thick syrup. It has been consumed for many centuries in North America. Different grades of maple syrup. There are several different grades of maple syrup depending on the color. The exact way they are classified can vary between countries. In the United States, maple syrup is either classified as grade A or grade B. Grade A is then further categorized into three groups: light amber, medium amber, and dark amber. Grade B is the darkest of them all. The main difference between them is that the darker syrups are made from sap that is extracted later in the harvesting season. The dark syrups have a stronger maple flavor and are usually used for baking or in recipes, while the lighter ones are used directly as syrups, for example, as a topping on pancakes. If you're going to buy maple syrup, then make sure to get actual maple syrup, not just maple-flavored syrup, which can be loaded with refined sugar or high-fructose corn syrup. As with any other food, make sure to read the label. Bottom line, there are several different grades of maple syrup depending on the color. Grade B is the darkest with the strongest maple flavor. Maple syrup contains some vitamins and minerals, but is also high in sugar. The main thing that sets maple syrup apart from refined sugar is the fact that it also contains some minerals and antioxidants. 100 grams of maple syrup contains about 7% of the RDA for calcium, about 6% of the RDA for potassium, about 7% of the RDA for iron, about 28% of the RDA for zinc, and 165% of the RDA for manganese. True, maple syrup does contain a decent amount of some minerals, especially manganese and zinc, but keep in mind that it also contains a whole bunch of sugar. Maple syrup is about 2/3 sucrose, think table sugar, and 100 grams of it therefore supply around 67 grams of sugar. And sugar can be seriously harmful. When consumed in excess, it is believed to be among the leading causes of some of the world's biggest health problems, including obesity, type 2 diabetes, and heart disease. The fact that maple syrup contains some minerals is a very poor reason to eat it, given the high sugar content. Most people are already eating way too much sugar as it is. The best way to get these minerals is to eat real foods. If you eat a balanced diet of plants and animals, then your chances are probably minimal that you'll be lacking any of these minerals. But if you're going to eat a sugar-based sweetener anyway, then replacing refined sugar in recipes with an identical amount of maple syrup will cut the total sugar content by about a third. The glycemic index of maple sugar seems to be around 54, compared to table sugar, which has a glycemic index of around 65. This is a good thing, and implies that maple syrup raises blood sugar slower than regular sugar. Bottom line, maple syrup contains a small amount of minerals, especially manganese and zinc. However, it is also very high in sugar, about 67%. Maple syrup contains at least 24 different antioxidants. Oxidative damage is believed to be among the mechanisms behind aging and many diseases. It consists of undesirable chemical reactions that involve free radicals, that is, molecules with unstable electrons. Antioxidants are substances that can neutralize free radicals and reduce oxidative damage, potentially lowering the risk of some diseases. Several studies have found that maple syrup is a decent source of antioxidants. One study found 24 different antioxidant substances in maple syrup. The darker syrups, like grade B, contain more of these beneficial antioxidants than the lighter syrups. However, same as with the minerals, the total amount of antioxidants is still low compared to the large amounts of sugar. One study estimates that replacing all the refined sugar in the average diet with alternative sweeteners like maple syrup will increase the total antioxidant load of the diet, similar to eating a single serving of nuts or berries. If you need to lose weight or improve your metabolic health, then you'd be better off skipping caloric sweeteners altogether, instead of going for a quote-unquote less bad version of sugar. Bottom line, there are a number of antioxidant substances found in maple syrup, but the amount is still low compared to the large amount of sugar. Maple syrup has been studied in test tubes, but no human studies are available. Numerous potentially beneficial substances have been found in maple syrup. Some of these compounds are not present in the maple tree, but they form when the sugary fluid is boiled to form the syrup. One of these is a compound called Quebecol, named after Quebec, a province in Canada that produces large amounts of maple syrup. The active compounds in maple syrup have been shown to help reduce the growth of cancer cells and may slow the breakdown of carbohydrates in the digestive tract. But really, these test tube studies are almost meaningless when it comes to human health. They tell us absolutely nothing about what happens in a living, breathing person. Keep in mind that almost all of these studies, which often make it into the media with misleading headlines, were sponsored by Canadian maple syrup producers. The bottom line, it's slightly less bad than sugar. Even though maple syrup does contain some nutrients and antioxidants, it is also very high in sugar. Calorie for calorie and sugar gram for sugar gram, maple syrup is a very poor source of nutrients compared to real foods like vegetables, fruits, and unprocessed animal foods. Replacing refined sugar with pure, quality maple syrup is likely to yield a net health benefit, but adding it to your diet will just make things worse. Maple syrup is a less bad version of sugar, kind of like honey and coconut sugar. That does not make it healthy, though. As with all sugar-based sweeteners, if you're going to eat it, make sure to do so in moderation only. You just listened to the post titled, Maple Syrup, Healthy or Unhealthy? By Chris Gunners with Healthline.com. When you're hiring, it feels amazing to finally close out a job search. But what if you could get rid of the search and just match? You can with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. So the other day when my student asked me this very same question, I responded in actually a very similar way. I said, let's not get too hung up on the idea that maple syrup or even molasses may have some antioxidants and some minerals in them. But rather, let's think about how the body treats each of these substances. The body will basically treat honey, maple syrup, and molasses the same way, like sugar. So let's use a more extreme example. Let's say someone were to take a tablespoon of straight honey or molasses or maple syrup every morning because they think it's a probiotic or because they think it has antioxidants or it acts as an antibiotic. So let's say every morning a person consumes a tablespoon of molasses, maple syrup, or even honey. If they were to do this consistently, I'm willing to bet that after, a month or so of doing this practice, the person's triglyceride levels in their blood and their blood sugars aren't going to look so good. And that's because, for the most part, the body's going to treat each of these like sugar. It's going to process it in pretty much the same way. And so I like the author's term that maple syrup is less bad, maybe, than table sugar, but it really is still sugar because, again, that's how the body's going to treat it. All right, that'll do it for today. I hope you have a great rest of your Monday. I'll be back here tomorrow, as always, where your optimal life awaits.